All right, you may know that some couples, many in fact, use baby talk.
I missed you out there.
Oh, God.
My little baby.
Now we know exactly how common this really is. A study from the Kinsey Institute found that 2/3 of couples use baby talk with each other. Now, to be clear, this is when they are talking to one another, not talking to babies.
Not even talking to their dogs. Of course people do baby talk with their dogs, but this is with other adults. Ramesh Kaipa at Oklahoma State University says using high-pitched chatter and silly pet names serves our emotional needs.
Humans as we are, we definitely crave for attention and affection from our loved ones. And this is a very simple yet efficient way that helps us display our attention to people who are special to us.
He says this sort of attention creates stronger relationships.
Research in social psychology has shown that use of idiosyncratic names like sweet pea, honey, or moon pie among married couples result in higher marital satisfaction.
This may explain why baby talk cuts across cultures.
Regardless of our cultural background, the language, ethnicity, race, humans are united by this one particular trait where we use this communicative feature to express our attention.
So if you ever catch your voice shifting up an octave or hear yourself saying, "Good morning, honey pie," when talking to your partner, don't be embarrassed. It's good for you. This is NPR News.